Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we have got a lot of things going on right now. And this weekend will end Labor Day. We'll end the Maryland Fishing Challenge for 2014. And the day after Tuesday, we'll start the Maryland Fishing Challenge for 2015. There will be some changes, I'm sure, and I'm pretty sure we're going to announce those at the grand finale on Sunday the 7th. So if you caught a citation-sized fish or crab, received an angler award, you also received a ticket to Sandy Point next Sunday the 7th, and we would hope that you could join us there and have a big celebration and put your name in the hat to win a boat, motor, and trailer and all the other goodies. And as Joe Evans announced last week on the air, yours truly will be the master of ceremonies again this year. And I look forward to that. I haven't done it in 4 or 5 years. I think 2010 was the last time I was able to do that. So I appreciate the invitation from the department. And it's been a busy week. Tuesday, let's see, what did I do Tuesday? I can't remember. But last Saturday, we did attend the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Maryland chapter banquet and fundraiser. Maybe 400 or 500 people in the room, I can't tell you for sure. I would say closer to 400. And, you know, we had two of the board members there with the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We passed out flyers on the coalition. We talked for a few minutes during a break. We talked a little bit about it for a couple of minutes and got to rally the troops and did receive a few memberships after the event. Not as many as I would hope, of course, but, you know, I always have higher hopes than expectations. So, than reality, I guess you could say. So, you know, that was good. We returned after setting up the booth on Friday night to the St. Mary's County Fairgrounds on Sunday. And we got to, you know, reconnect with some folks that we knew and met some new folks there at the the Country Life Outdoor Festival. And again, passed out brochures for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, passed out a lot of Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine, Maryland Loves Crabs Magazine, talked to some folks that I only see at shows, and met some new folks. So, and we picked up some memberships there, too, which was fine. And when I say membership, I'm not talking about, you know, money. I'm talking about just memberships, and that's the way the Maryland Hunting Coalition works. It's a free membership to join an organization that is standing up for hunters here in the state of Maryland. It's called the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Of course, you can Google it, or you can go online to mdhuntingcoalition.org. Then on Tuesday, I had a meeting with the marketing folks that are creating the product for the Sportsman's Marketing Initiative. And the Sportsman's Marketing Initiative is an endeavor undertaken by a group of folks with a grant from the state to promote fishing and hunting around the country, outside the borders of Maryland, and to attract folks here not only to enjoy fishing and hunting, but to enjoy all the other aspects of Maryland, our great tourism trade and things like that. So we met with those folks on Tuesday, and then Thursday there was a kind of a summit of a lot of the outdoors folks, groups, all in the same room, some of the stakeholders that, you know, represent various fishing and hunting entities. And we had a maybe, I don't know, 35, 40 people in the room. Everybody shared their unique perspective on the outdoors and you know, tried to relate that to marketing their particular niche to people outside the state. So that was Thursday. Yesterday I kind of took about a half day off. I can't remember much about Monday or Wednesday. Sorry. I can't. Yeah. No, I wasn't drinking, just busy. Just the life is a whirl, shall we say. So, but what about you? What did you do? 410-922-6680. It is Labor Day weekend. It is a time for what we call the unofficial end of summer. Some people call it the official end of summer. I don't particularly, but and I think the temperatures early next week are going to let us know that summer's not quite over. I need some coffee. Hold on. Oh, boy, that's too hot. But good. So that's what we're doing. excuse me. We have the end of the Maryland Bear Lottery application process coming tomorrow. Tomorrow night at 11:59 p.m. At midnight, it'll be all over. You won't be able to get the results until the 4th of September once the DNR officials get back. We tried emailing one of the folks yesterday and got the reply message that the state government was shut down on Friday. So, did you notice, by the way? Unless you're a state worker, did you notice that the state government was shut down? I didn't think so. I didn't think so. So anyway, the Bear Lottery officially ends tomorrow night. That's Sunday night, 11:59 p.m. You can just Google Maryland Black Bear if you want, and or go to the DNR website, and it'll walk you through the whole process. It's very simple, and you have no particular lottery number other than your DNR ID. So if you've purchased a hunting license, or fishing license, your DNR ID number is your application number, your lottery number. So that's that. Then September 1st, Monday, is the opening day of the early goose season, resident goose season, and also the kickoff of the Maryland dove season. Let's talk to Bob, 95 North. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. I spoke to you a few months ago about duck blind sites. I want to ask you another question. I did the lottery this year in Baltimore County.
Yeah.
And spoke to them. I asked them if the people that are participating in the lottery would be required to have just at least a federal or duck stamp.
Uh-huh.
And they said, no, they couldn't change anything like that. Only Maryland requires them only to have a license. I didn't know if you had any pull with that, because there's so many people there that it's crazy insane, and I know half the people don't have duck licenses.
Right.
So that was one question. And the other
if you're talking about the blind sight, the squatters people can go and put stakes in the marsh and claim a duck blind sight because a property owner has basically given up his riparian rights to his waterfront property, correct?
Correct.
All right. So we were dealing with a case of that last week, too, by the way, just so you know.
Baltimore County only requires that you have a hunting license, not that you actually have a duck permit,
A migratory bird stamp for Maryland and a federal duck stamp, which they're going to have if they're going to hunt waterfowl.
Correct. So yeah. I don't know why that's not required for the blind sites.
That's a good question, because they do make it, those sites are available early August,
right?
Which means that you could have purchased your hunting license prior to that.
Well, not only that, you can use last year's license. You can use either.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right. All right. You know, it still annoys me about this whole Compass licensing system. Did you buy your license before August 1st?
I just bought it last night, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, I purchased my license between July and, 1st of July and end of August, and applied for the Bear Stamp or the Bear Lottery at the same time.
Yeah.
And when my license was printed out, it had everything I bought last year, resident license, bow stamp, muzzleloader stamp, Maryland migratory stamp, fur bear stamp.
A whole 9 yards.
That was there from last year. My fishing license was on there. My Chesapeake Bay, my freshwater, my trout stamp, that was on there. And then everything I purchased this year. So had every category for the last 2 years that I from 2013, all of 2013 stuff, plus my and well, other than fishing license, my 2013 hunting license, my 2014 fishing license, and my 2014 hunting license, all crammed on one sheet, which then pushed my harvest card off onto a second piece of paper. Remember I reported about this stupid compass system last year, was complaining about it, and the official explanation I received from the IT folks at DNR is, well, we really only, you know, we print the fishing license on the hunting license and the hunting license on the fishing license so that the hunter or angler only had to carry one piece of paper.
That's one big piece.
Well, wait a minute. They'd print it out in two, and if I buy a fishing license, that's one piece of paper, and if I buy a hunting license, that's one piece of paper. Why do you have to put all that crap on there? Why can't you just have me print my license? I don't get that.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that, if you had an inquiry to the department and said, hey, I'm doing some marketing. How many Pennsylvanians bought non-resident hunting licenses last year? Clueless. No idea. No way to retrieve the information. Isn't that amazing?
So much for computers.
Yes. You called about bow fishing.
Yes. I was at actually at my friend's funeral the other day, and we were discussing bow fishing, and he said that one of his buddies got pulled over by DNR and said they had to be 100 yards from a house. Now, the only thing I could find was for non-tidal waters, and for fishing, it said you shouldn't shoot within 100 yards of a person. But it doesn't appear that the bow fishing regulations are the same as the hunting regulations, because for bow fishing, you don't need to buy a hunting license. You need to buy a fishing license. And I was just wondering if you heard... Is there any of the regulations... you know, occupied dwelling or anything like that?
What, for bow fishing? No.
Okay, great. That's
no, it's up close and personal, and I don't think there's any particular regulations on that you need to be concerned about other than having a fishing license.
Okay. I think the story was they were a little loud during the night with the generator running and probably out making a little bit of noise and people.
So people complained about the fishing at night? Now, where did you see this, or where did you hear this?
I was at a friend's funeral, and we were discussing.
Oh, they were talking about it. Okay.
Yeah, I just shot six carp last week and had a great time. It was fantastic.
Now, where were you fishing?
I was fishing in the Middle River.
Ah, yeah, there's some carp out there.
Yep.
Now, did you go with somebody who has the lights on the boat and down in the water and the whole deal?
He did a fantastic job. 16-foot boat. He's got LED lights and batteries and all that, so no generator running, and had a great time.
Cool. Why don't you send me a name? Can you email me a name?
A name.
The name what? The name of the guy with the boat. Can you email it to me?
Yeah, I can. I think you had emailed me before. I'll go online and.
It's Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Yeah. I'll send you a message.
Yep. Did you join the Maryland Hunting Coalition yet?
No, I heard you talking about it.
MDHuntingCoalition.org.
Not to do that.
MD Hunting Coalition.
I got two pages of license myself.
Yeah, I know. It's awful. I mean, there's a lot of issues out there. The Sunday hunting issue is huge right now. There's been letters back and forth and accusations made by the Horse Council against DNR, against the director, and he was very visibly upset at the meeting on Thursday. He was there with the director of fisheries, and there were some discussions, you know, during lunchtime that were not positive for hunters. And we're working on it. We're trying to keep our thumb, our ear to the, our nose to the grindstone, and our ear to the ground, and whatever else, what other phrases you can use, we're doing it. Okay.
Okay. If there's anything you could do about the duck blind, see if you can talk to somebody. That'd be
hey,
great.
Bob, put that in your email, because we're always looking for issues.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Alan, thanks.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Nice call. Let's see. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Chesapeake Outdoors. I think I was there this week, too. I'm pretty sure I was. Maryland's first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. is Chesapeake Outdoors. They're located right on Ken Island, Route 50 East, and that's exit 39B, Dominion Road on Ken Island. They're inviting you to, you know, come in and get your last-minute archery stuff, your broadheads. If you need a couple extra arrows, they'll cut them for you and put the inserts in. They've got all the accessories and lots of them. They've got crossbows by Mission and Carbon Express and Barnett and Parker and Excalibur. And they can put the scope on there for you if you like, or, you know, help you get it comfortable. Then they also have the great Matthews Solo Cam bows and Parker Compound bows. So, you know, they're ready if you're ready to help you out with anything you need for archery. Of course, they carry muzzleloader supplies, firearms, and shotgun shells. Shotguns and shotgun shells get ready for dove season if you head down there this weekend. Great selection of outdoor clothing by Drake and Under Armour, and they even have their own T-shirt now called Bay Times, and with their logo on the back, which is pretty cool. So why not stop by? Then don't forget, crabbing's just getting good, and fishing is getting good this fall, too. They've got everything you need for that, including the Bubba Blade knives, if you like to fillet and release. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Ken Island. They're qualified and friendly staff will help you through your purchase or answer any questions for you. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. That's Chesapeake Outdoors. Route 50 East, exit 39B Dominion Road on Ken Island. It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Guess who? That'll wake him up this morning. I hope so. Hey, wake up. Come on. Get engaged. I can hear him out there. Turn that damn radio down. Put them earplugs in, Bob. Hippie music. Yeah, that's right. Hippie music. Let's see what we got here in the in the file folder. Oh! Yes, indeed. Do you know that the U.S. Forest Service put out a guidelines on roasting marshmallows? I'm sure there'll be folks sitting around the campfire tonight going, where's that paper? Where's that paper that came from the government on roasting marshmallows? U.S. Forest Service asks, how does your marshmallow roast? Posted by Catherine Sosby of Office of Communication, U.S. Forest Service, yesterday at 1 p.m. State government was closed, by the way, just so you know. But the feds were on the job. S'mores. Ever eat s'mores? Yes. A treat whose recipe first appeared in the 1927 Girl Scouts handbook is a staple of National Roasted Marshmallow Day. That's today. It is. Some wonderful memories are born around a fire ring, but whether you're camping, glamping, what the hell's glamping? No, Brian, it's not that. Glamping. Look, that I have no idea what that is. Or sitting with friends and family in your backyard, waning evenings typically include one campfire staple, marshmallows. So on the eve of National Roasted Marshmallow Day, we pay tribute to the sweet ingredient that makes any form of outdoor gathering, well, sweeter. Sometime, the best use of marshmallows is as the gooey main ingredient of s'mores. Take a graham cracker, place a section of chocolate on it, and then carefully place a freshly roasted marshmallow on top of the candy bar. Top the marshmallow off with another graham cracker, carefully squeezing the campfire dessert sandwich together as the hot marshmallow melts the chocolate. Thank you for that breathless, detailed explanation of what the hell a s'more is. According to the National Confectioners Association, the history of s'mores is anyone's guess. However, the s'more recipe is first found in the 1927 Girl Scout handbook, and some people speculate the organization coined the name. But many national forest and grassland visitors know there's more than one way to roast a marshmallow. First, let's talk safety. Never start a campfire when there are fire restrictions in place. The restrictions are put in place for your safety and for the safety of others. If campfires are allowed, use an existing fire ring or pit. Be sure you are at least 15 feet from tent walls, trees, or other flammable objects. Most importantly, work closely with children. Talk to them about fire danger, proper behavior, and rules, and then expect nothing less. Boy, this thing took a turn, didn't it? No one knows how many children are burned in campfire incidents. However, you don't need statistics to know precaution is a key to great camping experiences. Some experts advocate a 10-foot rule between young children and a campfire. Now, that's a hell of a long stick. For more information about campfire safety, let Smokey Bear guide you. You got his number? Now, let's get to the marshmallow basics. Use a roasting stick of at least 30 inches in length. The degree of a marshmallow's roasted runs the gamut from the barely cooked, lightly caramel-colored outer shell to the flaming marshmallow that contains a gooey interior wrapped by a crispy blackened shell. From there, most people graduate to s'mores and rarely move on. This is where it gets good. But there are some innovative ways to roast the little white treats that can help cut down on the amount of sugar intake by kids, making bedtime a little more doable. Think fruit! Even if the kids, including us older ones, insist on more traditional s'mores, there are some healthy tricks. Grill thin slices of pineapple and substitute chocolate for the sweet, warm fruit. You'll still get a tasty treat by substituting with fruit. It's healthier as long as you watch the amount of marshmallows used. Who wrote this? Michelle Obama? If you want to cut down even more on calories, try using slices of angel food cake instead of graham crackers. Oh, yeah. You can also get a little inventive and move away from s'mores. Grab a small bag of chocolate or peanut butter chips, or a combination of the two. Take a banana and slice one side open, exposing the fruit but leaving the peel intact. Slice the banana, add a few chocolate chips on top, then top with tiny marshmallows. Or substitute the chips for blueberries from the local farmer's market. Place the banana in aluminum foil and wrap tightly. Place the foil-wrapped fruit next to, but not on, the flames. Wait 5 to 10 minutes or enough time for the chips and marshmallow to melt. Open and enjoy with a spoon. Can you see a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old doing this around the campfire? That was my comment, by the way. Another way to limit the amount... It's National Roasted Marshmallow Day, right? Another way to limit the amount of marshmallows used is to substitute them with marshmallow cream, a spreadable version of marshmallows that helps you more easily regulate portion. For healthier treats, use large strawberries, apple slices, banana chucks, pineapple, or other fruit. Put a piece of fruit on a roasting stick, dip quickly in the cream, and roast over indirect heat until a delicious golden brown. You're still having campfire fun, but the focus is on a healthier evening snack. There are many ways to make the end of your camping day a memorable time with snacks. Thank you, government. Thank you, Forest Server, for getting in my campfire, getting in my business again, and telling me how to roast a marshmallow. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What? What? Good one, Brian. Our producer just put a note on my screen that says, coming in March, how to stay sober on St. Patrick's Day. Who's that one from? Food and Drug Administration? Oh, my gosh. Ah, come on. It's Labor Day weekend. Give me a break. Besides that, it's your turn to call. You can direct the subject matter. We love to hear it. Oh, there's a couple emails. That's good. Ah, good grief. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. The government is now teaching us on National Roasted Marshmallow Day or whatever it's called. Don't use marshmallows. No, substitute them with fruit. Michelle says it's healthier. Get a banana. Don't peel it, but cut it down the middle and sprinkle it with chocolate and peanut butter chips and then wrap it in aluminum foil. Put it by the fire for 10 minutes and then eat it with a spoon. Stanley, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Mr. Allen.
This is our government at work. At least they weren't off yesterday.
No, the past 2 weeks I have been out of range.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
On a Saturday morning. I will be out of range in about 15 minutes, but I'm sure glad that I was here this morning to catch the beginning of this show.
Well, I'm glad you were, too. Thank you.
I have something to take home with me now, and I really appreciate it.
Hey, anybody wants this to read around the campfire tonight while you're eating s'mores and hot dogs and processed meat and anything else you want to cook on the hot dog or cook on the grill or around the fire, you know, just email me. I'll send you a copy of it. So,
Mr. Allen,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you going to be at Howard County this coming weekend, the fairground?
What's at Howard County Fairgrounds?
Silverado?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I was just curious. That's about the only chance I get to go, you know, get out.
Right, right, yeah.
I never catch you down there to Clyde.
No, I got you. Well, I'll be there. I'm going to be at the National Hunting and Fishing Day at the Associated Gun Club's grounds on the last Saturday of the month, National Hunting and Fishing Day. I'll be down there.
Oh, cool beans. I'll see if I can work with my dispatcher.
And there you
right
go.
Now I got to get this load up north. We won't be lifting until we're out of range, Mr. Allen.
What are you hauling today?
I haul gasoline.
Oh, gasoline? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, be careful out there.
Something to toast those marshmallows with.
That would work. Yes, sir. All right, Stan, appreciate the call.
Thank you, Mr. Allen.
See you, buddy.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How about Robin? Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you laughing about?
I'm telling you, this is it's so sad. It's funny.
Isn't it amazing? The government has to tell us how to.
They have nothing else to do except write this crap.
I guess not. Hey, look, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you.
I tell you, I'm going on my way to my mom's, and I was listening. I like to listen early when I can. And I'm telling you, you made my ride very.
Well, I mean, it starts out all friendly and helpful, and then it gets real mean and nasty. Make sure you control those kids and keep them out of the fire, because we don't want another statistic. And then it goes way off of Marshmallow Day and talks about grilled fruit and grilled pineapple. And let me ask you, Robin, have you ever? In your wildest dreams, ever thought about taking a marsh or a banana
and
cutting it in half the long way and sprinkling peanut butter and chocolate chips on it, wrapping it in foil, and mini marshmallows, and putting it next to the fire?
Too much work.
Yeah. Give me a stick and a marshmallow and shut up and leave me alone.
Well, I have to tell you what I would do with that paper. I'd use that paper to start the fire.
Hey, that's a good idea. I like that. Yeah, well, yeah, I'll send it to you. You can print it out and start the fire with it.
Oh, all right. My goodness. All right, have a good morning.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They're having a day today. Yep. Coda Bow's going to be there. A number of groups are going to be there. Wild Minerals, and I'll be there talking about the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We'll be inside and outside and on the parking lot. Maryland Hunting Quarterly will be there. Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. So stop by Clyde Sports Shop today and say hello for a day. You can fire a new Kotobo crossbow. You can see what Wild Mineral does for your deer herd as far as their feed and their mineral supplements and things like that. Great bunch of people. That's all at Clyde Sports Shop. And then you can go inside and cruise the racks of guns and handguns and look at all the fishing tackle and, you know, just have a good day of camaraderie with folks in the outdoors. If you're looking to get ready for archery season, they've got Parker bows, and I mentioned Kotobo crossbows and others, and they'll do their best to get your bow ready for you, cut your arrows, and put your accessories on for the upcoming archery season. Archery season starts on Friday. That's right, September 5th. So why not join us for a day of fun at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Their phone number there is 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. And if you want to go fishing sometime this weekend and maybe catch the Diamond Jim worth $25,000, you can call that fishing hotline, 410-247-FISH, 247-3474-247-FISH, all at Clyde Sports Shop. See you there. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Hey, it's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. Actually, it's almost over. That's right, today, tomorrow, Monday, and then it's done for 2014. From now through Labor Day, that's Monday, all you have to do is go fishing Diamond Jim. He's a tagged rockfish worth $25,000. He's swimming in the Chesapeake Bay just waiting to take your bait. I don't care if you're live lining, if you're trolling, if you're chumming, you can still catch Diamond Jim all the way through Labor Day. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too. They're even worth $500. Catch a rockfish with a bright green tag. Call the number on the tag. You might just have captured a $25,000 prize. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland Citation-sized fish or crab, certify your catch. You're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify for the Angler's Award. You could win great prizes, like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So stop by your local Fishing Citation Center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Just go fishing. Are you feeling lucky? Congratulations, Buck Bomb, on your 10th anniversary. Now, Buck Bomb products attract deer and improve your odds. Ambush is an all-season deer scent that comes in a larger can that gives you 33% more Buck Bomb for the same low price. Use it on every hunt. The Cornholer. It's a corn-based attractant that screws into the ground. Deer have to paw and gnaw to get it. It also comes in Sugar Beet Smash. Funny name, serious results. Pathfinder is an invisible spray except to your flashlight. You spray it on trees to mark your trail into your stand. You can't see it in the daylight, so no one can find your favorite spot except you. Deer Domination, an attractant that can be added to feeders, corn, or whatever you're feeding. Deer Domination Ration helps bring more deer to your site. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer, order online at buckbomb.com, or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds
with the Buck Box.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus Junior Hunt Days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review, now on Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
All right, enough Big John. See, the whole premise of this story...
Big Bad John.
Oh, Big Bad... Gee, you scared me. Holy moly, where'd that come from? I forgot that was there. Big Bad John. Yeah, he did. Big Bad John scared the heck out of me right there. But, you know, when he dies at the bottom of the mine and everybody cries and all that stuff, well, you know, Jimmy Dean, he kind of wanted to capitalize on his success. So he wrote another song called The Cajun Queen. Big Bad John somehow survived. I don't know if they had to take the plaque down or not. But yeah, and wound up with him and the Cajun Queen. They wound up having, like, I think the song says 101 grandchildren. So, yeah. So we'll have to find that, Brian. See if you can find the Cajun Queen for one of these weeks. Ah, good grief. Yeah. 410 WCBM 680. We got a few minutes to go. Come on, folks. Give me a call here on the Labor Day weekend if you'd like to comment on anything you've heard. Don't make me talk. We're getting some emails in. I'm trying to reply to them, but I'd love to talk to you rather than try and come up with another subject. But I will. I've got something right here. All right, then. Have you seen this kid fishing in the sewers in Texas? Have you seen the internet... sensation, the fish whisperer, the sewer fish whisperer. Katy, Texas, article by Dennis Spellman. A Katy high school junior has perfected the art of sewer fishing. Cal Nagley doesn't even have to leave his neighborhood. He simply finds the nearest storm drain, lies on the ground, and drops his line into the sewer. I actually had a neighbor. She came out here and saw me doing that, and she thought I was dead. Well, I guess so. You're laying in a gutter, reaching down into a sewer drain. He told KHOU 11, but the 16-year-old was very much alive. He catches a variety of fish. We see him pull big catfish out of there, perch and bass. Mother said he catches fish everywhere they go. Nagali, or however you say his name, is even training fish in the pond by his house to jump out of the water and grab bait right out of his mouth. She said many people call him the fish whisperer. Really? Many people? Hey, there goes that kid. He's a fish whisperer. And in case you were wondering, sewer fishing is catch-and-release sport only. He doesn't eat what he catches. He puts a piece of hot dog or bologna or something on a hook, and he lowers it down the hole in the sewer, in the lid of the sewer, and he puts a bobber or something on the end so the fish doesn't pull it all the way down through. Then he goes back and checks his line later. He reaches in the adjacent storm drain, grabs his line, and pulls the fish up out of the storm drain. It's pretty cool to watch. Walt in Catonsville. Good morning, Walt. Did I make you hungry this morning?
Morning, Alan.
How are you?
Oh, good show this morning.
No, I don't know about that. But
no, I've left.
Appreciate, though.
I've left, and it seems like others have as well. You know, you know where I fish, down near the Inner Harbor, because
yep,
it's close by my house, and I have a small boat. And, you know, I fish near those sewer carvers, stormwater runoff.
Yeah.
And I use s'mores. And I do catch bass and rockfish.
You use s'mores for bait?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I keep a campfire on the boat.
Yep.
And I have a 10-foot pole that I use.
Right. Keep the kids back far enough away.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 10-foot rule. Keep kids away from the campfire.
Granted, I have to sit up in front of the boat and the fire is back near my gas tank.
Well, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
You got to do it that way.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially with kids on the boat.
Traditional.
You know. Now the traditional pole for roasting a marshmallow, according to the U.S. Forest Service, is 30 inches.
30 inches.
So
when you get my age, you can't really hold it over the fire at 30 inches.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I have enough problem hitting a toy.
Well, see, here's the deal. There seems to be a little disconnect here, because if you're trying to keep kids 10 feet away from the fire and you give them a 2.5-foot stick, you got 7.5 feet there to account for. So tell me how that works.
Well,
I guess that's one of those things you got to ask Smokey Bear, right?
You need a 10-foot fire.
A 10-foot fire.
Well,
that's possible.
Make your fire bigger.
That's possible. Yeah, you could do that.
You have to have a 10-foot pole. You have to have a 10-foot fire.
The whole thing is just, it's funny, but to me, it's just annoying. It's just a no end annoying to me.
It is, Alan.
You know? We're going to promote National Roasted Marshmallow Day, so let's cook some pineapple, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Well, Alan, you know, there's somebody that got a grant for $100,000 to do research, and we've paid for that.
Sure.
Some way or another, we paid for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's ridiculous.
But
I'm looking forward to the hunting season come. I enjoy hearing the hunters and their stories.
I
don't doubt much, and I like living through others' eyes.
We'll be out there Friday. We'll be in the tree stand Friday. I don't know if I'm even taking the bow. I might not.
On occasions, I used to hunt waterfowl all the time, and I loved going down to the goose farm the night before, setting up the decoys out in the field, having a little fire with my buds, and then going out there. And if you got lucky that day and the people got their limits in the morning, I'd go out there in the middle of the day and just fool around. If the geese would come, I'd enjoy watching them come in and land.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's legal or not, but I always wondered if I didn't have a gun in it, would they give me a ticket for annoying geese like you can't.
I don't know.
Busting geese.
I don't know. Hey, look, you don't have to have a license to go out with a pack of dogs and go on horseback and chase foxes. So if you don't take a gun, is that hunting?
That's a good point. I've often thought about that. I'm not really into killing the geese anymore.
Yeah.
There's nothing like a petite dove breast with bacon wrapped around it.
Oh. I had some dove last week. I had what I do with it. I crock potted about 10 breasts, and then I take the breastplate off of them. I got two little pieces, and I put them in some marshmallow soup. I got marshmallows on the breast. Yeah, mushroom soup. Put them in mushroom soup and served them over toast. They were pretty good. So
it'd probably be great on a spore.
Dove s'more. That's right. That's a good idea. First, you got to catch the dove. All right, Walt, thanks for the call.
See ya.
Hey, maybe you want to consider sitting in the back of the boat and putting the fire up front.
I'll consider that next time.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
See ya.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. You want to email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you want to join the Maryland Hunting Coalition, we need your membership. mdhuntingcoalition.org. You hit the join button, you fill out a little form, and hit submit. You're a member, just like that, no charge. Join us on Facebook for The Outdoorsman Radio Show. Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs. And now it's time for me to say, if you have to leave us, get out, stay safe. Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it.